Bill Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is a radio show that continues to rewrite the history of radio, the radio program that is a knife, a dagger, directly into the heart of traditional talk radio, a radio program that indeed disembowels traditional talk radio, guts it, and leaves it hanging by its feet, in much the same way Hannibal left. Oh, you want me to keep moving? I'm sorry. So anyway, $114,000 has been raised for my friend's place. Give us a call, help the kids, get a CD, or just donate some money. The number is 877-616-7445. Be sure to visit josephwolf.com to visit one of our less fortunate fans. Poor Joe's got some problems these days, but I'm sure he'll be pulling out of it, and we'll have him in to see the show just as soon as he does. josephwolf.com. Now, Troy Aikman, who some of you may know the name, Troy Aikman, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, has been waived by the Dallas Cowboys. That means he's been released by the football team. When you say, well, if football players get waived all the time, ball players get kicked off of teams all the time. This is kind of significant. Troy Aikman was the quarterback of a three-time Super Bowl winning team. He was, could have been, perhaps every bit as great as the, all the greats, whether it be a Joe Montana, Johnny Unitas. Aikman was up there. And his release by the Dallas Cowboys is a significant moment in the history of pro football. He suffered 10 concussions over the period of 12 seasons. And this is probably more than anything else the reason why the Cowboys have released him. They probably don't want to be responsible for any serious impact on his health that continued playing for their team would have. Concussions are serious. And certainly a ball player can't risk his health. But the Cowboys are a special team. Austin Amarca joins us from an organization. We've talked to these guys before. They're up in Lancaster called Don't Mess With Texas. You guys are sort of expatriate Texans, right, Austin?
We are never expatriates, Phil. The way we see it, we consider ourselves always to be Texans. But some of us have moved here to the desert regions of Southern California. I'm in the cabinet business. I do interior remodeling for homes and businesses. Some of our membership are doctors. Some of them are lawyers. But we're always at heart Texans.
What about this release of Troy Aikman by the Dallas Cowboys?
You know, it's hard, I think, Phil, for the average person to understand the love that we Texans have for football. And it's probably harder still for the average person to understand just how significant the Dallas Cowboys are to all of us. Troy Aikman, I think, was a jewel almost in the crown atop the head of pro football that was the Dallas Cowboys. 3 Super Bowl titles, 6 divisional titles. I can't even count all the Pro Bowls. I can't count all the All-Pro nominations. You have to understand, Phil, that...
Those are all things that happened while Troy was quarterback?
Yeah, they won 3 Super Bowls.
How many Super Bowls have the Cowboys won entirely?
The Dallas Cowboys have won 5 Super Bowls. They are tied only with the San Francisco 49ers for the number of Super Bowls. They won in the 70s against the Miami Dolphins and the Denver Broncos when the great Tom Landry was their coach, and they won 3 more under the tutelage of Jimmy Johnson.
But okay, so they've won 5 Super Bowls, 3 with Troy Aikman at the helm.
Three Super Bowls. You need to understand, Phil, the Dallas Cowboys are the single greatest football team in the history of the game. Let me give you the laundry list. Let me give you the roll call of greatness of the Dallas Cowboys. Bob Lilly, Randy White, Roger Staubach, Calvin Hill, Tony Dorsett, Drew Pearson. The list is endless. And 5 Super Bowl victories, tied only with the San Francisco 49ers. And
so you're a football fan, you're a Cowboy fan.
Let me just make this point. I honestly believe that the people of San Francisco, while I'm sure they love and support their football team, they don't realize how important those 5 victories are. In Dallas, we know, because we, as Texans, we are football fans first, Dallas Cowboy fans second, and Troy Aikman fans third, but we will always know that our team can bounce back.
All right, let's get to the question at hand, and congratulations for your great team. I mean, I'm...
What's your favorite team?
You know, when the Rams left L.A., I lost my favorite team. I don't really have one.
Well, there's a team that got its ass kicked a few times by the Cowboys.
Yeah, I know, man. I was there for a few of them. Although, I was at a playoff game back in 1985 when Eric Dickerson ran all over the Dallas Cowboys for a 240 yards.
Well, that was a bad year, but overall, the Dallas Cowboys cannot be stopped. And as Dallas Cowboy fans, we know we won with Roger Staubach. We won with Danny White. We won with Gary Hogaboom because it's about the system that Tom Landry put in place, that Jimmy Johnson refined, and that Dave Campbell will implement in the coming 2001 season.
But all right, let's talk about Troy Aikman, though, and this loss, the losing him and losing really a very, very fine quarterback.
Losing Troy Aikman, Phil, I think is devastating. I think this is a young man who proved he had great skills, superior arm. If you look at Troy's stats, he threw for I don't know how many thousands of yards, hundreds of thousands of touchdowns and everything that he do. He's from Oklahoma, but you got to remember something. These are the Dallas Cowboys. This isn't the Washington Redskins, you know.
All right, well let's not get personal about anybody else's team.
Well, I'm just saying these are the Dallas Cowboys. You don't keep them down. I fully anticipate, Phil, that next season Troy Aikman will be inducted into the Ring of Honor.
All right, we're talking to Austin Amarca, who's a Dallas Cowboy fan with a group called Don't Mess with Texas. And you guys are just a bunch of Texans who love your state, and no matter where you live, you...
We sing the praises of Texas. We make sure that everybody knows what a great state it is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 to join the Phil Henry Show. Austin, talking about the waiving, and in layman's terms, that means the releasing of Troy Aikman from the Dallas Cowboy football team. His being off of this team, what's it going to mean in the immediate future?
I think it'll be tough, but again, you're not talking about an ordinary football organization. Jerry Jones is one of the finest owners in all of pro football. With Dave Campo on board, you're going to see just a fine football team take the field and really do the do in that National Football Conference Eastern Division. Losing Troy Aikman, it's going to be rough, but I'm sure that Dave Campo will have a fine reserve of young players from which to draw next season.
Who is going to be taking Aikman's place? Do you know who's on the bench behind him?
Dave Campo will have him executing the Dallas Cowboys. You got to understand, the Cowboys are like a machine. It all started in 1960. Tom Landry put the system in place, and then everybody else just does what they're supposed to do. They keep their mouth shut. They get out on the field, and they kick. You saw what happened last year when that some gun tried to disrespect the Cowboys in their home field.
Yeah, who was that?
That was that son of a no-good, that motherless Terrell Owens of the 49ers.
Yeah, that was not cool when he slammed the ball on the star.
That was not, but Emmett Smith got him back.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Alan on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I'm sick and tired of this Dallas Cowboy dribble. Calling from Houston, Texas, where we got the Houston, Texas.
You can't even
put
hold on
pride
to the
in the name of the game
there.
Of football.
Yeah. What's
Texas.
The name of that team again? What's the name of that team again?
The Houston Texans.
Well, that's
a brand
original
new football team that's going to come and show some pride.
Why don't you call them the Houston Californians?
The Houston Californians?
Yeah.
Because California couldn't even raise the support to get a football team going down.
Well,
hey, pal, you bring it on
look,
here.
Look,
you
let
bring
me
it
ask
on.
Ask you a question here.
Dallas,
did you call them the Houston Texans to remind you where to go to see them play football?
You guys couldn't even draw people in your stadiums to watch football, pal. You have no idea what you're talking about.
The Dallas Cowboys, and I watch them. The Houston what? I thought they were the Oilers. Since when they
yeah,
go
but
Texas?
you got this a-hole who does nothing but tarnish a team here in Houston, Texas. We kicked him out of town. We wanted to establish a sense of integrity in Houston,
yeah.
Texas.
So now you got
and all the Dallas Cowboys have ever done is done nothing, and ever since Landry is gone, has done nothing but bring drugs and a flash in the pan style of Deion Sanders to the game of football that has done nothing but tarnish the game.
Son, it's called the Super Bowl. We've won five of them. The Houston Oilers were sitting at home wrapping the doo-doo from the baby's rear ends, watching them. Now you got this Houston.
Okay, all right. We got the general idea. Hold the line here for a minute. Wiping the doo-doo from their kids' butts. Okay, there you go. 1-800-449-8686. Troy Aikman has been released by the Dallas Cowboys. A significant move for a team. This guy won three Super Bowls for them. A lot of yards and a lot of good times. Austin DeMarcus with us from a group called Don't Mess with Texas, Big Dallas Cowboy Booster Club. 1-800-449-8686. And as far as he's concerned, you know, it's typical of Dallas of Cowboy fans. Greatest team. Oh, man. The greatest. Best team there ever was. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Great opportunity.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Austin DeMarca of Don't Mess with Texas, Big Cowboy Booster Organization. Dallas Cowboys have released Troy Aikman, and I thought it would be interesting to talk to football fans about this because three Super Bowl rings is significant, Austin.
I should say that it is, Phil, and we will always remember what Troy did for our football team. And we will always be appreciative of what Troy Aikman was able to do. But when you play for the Cowboys, you're part of a larger entity. You're part of a larger organization that's very, very special. And I don't think anybody can quantify really just what the Cowboys mean. It's more than just a football team. It's a family of fans and players, the organizational and administrative level. We're all band together for one thing, and that's to... boy, I wish I could say on a family radio program what we want to do to the opposing team when we step on the field within the 100 yards confines of the football field. I wish I could say on a family on a family radio show what I'd love to do to the other team and the other fans, because I'm not on the field, I'm a fan. And if I meet up with a Washington Redskins fan in the parking lot, or I meet up with a Philadelphia Eagle fan in the parking lot, I wish I could say on a family radio...
Okay, so in other words, you want to do bad stuff.
I should say that I want to do some bad, bad things having to do with... oh, man. Oh, God.
Okay, so you...
I just love the Cowboys. And
let me ask you before we go to another call. What about Cowboy fans? You're telling me how great the Cowboy team is. What about the fans? Where do they rate in terms of their...
Cowboy fans are the best...
No. In terms of their knowledge of football, where do Cowboy fans rate? Because I've often said, for instance, Raider fans are the dumbest.
I'd agree with that.
You would agree with that. Okay, where do Cowboy fans...
I don't think there is a more knowledgeable football fan in the history of the game than the Dallas Cowboy fan. I want to do bad things not only to the opposing fans, but I think of bad things to do to their mothers and to the female members of their family. That's how important it is for Cowboy fans to win.
Isn't that a little like pathological?
Well, I'm not talking about really doing it.
But isn't that kind of pathological, getting yourself psyched up that way?
No, you just want to get up for the game. That's all. You just want to get up for it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Carrie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, Carrie.
I am.
Carrie, I understand from our producer that you used to work. Did you work for the Cowboys? Or?
I worked for a TV station located in Dallas as I was going through college.
Okay.
And I did work for the Cowboys during, not this past season, but the season before, and I actually did get to go to plenty of the games.
Did you see the Dallas Cowboy football games from the sideline perspective?
Yes, sir.
Man, you are one lucky young lady.
Well, it's my dream to be a sideline reporter, but why I'm calling is
That's outstanding.
I completely agree with what you're saying about being a Cowboys fan, but, you know, Aikman has been with the Cowboys for a very long time, and, you know, it's his time to go. And hopefully the Cowboys can get a young quarterback in, someone that knows the game, that's educated, and who can play the game, what is what we need. And
well,
I agree with that,
Kerry. I think Troy Aikman was a fine, fine quarterback. I think he did well as a Cowboy. I don't think you can do better than that. But it is time for us to get some new meat. And would you? He was an attractive man too, wasn't he?
Well, I mean, I guess so. But
what about all that
gay? That's besides the point.
What
but
about
I,
all that
why?
Gay?
Wait, hold on, Kerry. What do you mean the gay thing?
Well, there was gay stuff that they were talking about. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, I have heard that he is bisexual, but.
Did you hear that?
The game of football.
No, it's not. But unfortunately, I think that kind of thing might tarnish the Cowboy image when you have a quarterback who leaves the field after a stirring victory over a Washington Redskin or a Dallas Cowboy or a Philadelphia Eagle, and then he's going off with a boy. He's going off with his boy.
Well,
you know,
yeah. I mean, that may
God
be true.
God made
but...
Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Steve.
Right.
Yeah, okay, we got it.
The past 2 years with Troy as quarterback, the Cowboys have not shown how they can really play, and I think that it's time for them to move on and get somebody young in. Yes, he was a great quarterback. Yes, the Cowboys were great.
Can I ask the young lady a question, Phil?
Go ahead.
Kerry, have you dated any of the Cowboys? Or?
No. I'm not going to get into
Well, you don't want to have to get... But you
I'm
would,
strictly
you,
professional.
You couldn't say if you did, in other words, right?
No, I mean, literally, I'm very gung-ho being a sports broadcaster when I grow up after I graduate from college. And
let me ask you a question.
I want to stay on the professional.
So you've never gotten it on. Let's be honest. You've never gotten it on with a...
Okay, she doesn't want to answer that.
All right, another question. If he's bisexual, and I think this is serious, and he is sticking his hands under the rear end of a straight, God-fearing Christian man, I don't know what do you think of that?
Well, I don't really think that Troy is really thinking that during a game. I think that his mind is directed towards the game and who they're
absolutely,
playing.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the play that he's going to call next. I don't think that a gay factor at all when it comes to the football game.
Yeah, but you intimate he's bisexual. I'm a Christian man.
I am too. I'm a very strong Christian.
And I've got my rear end shoved way up in the air, and here comes old bisexual Troy.
Well, I honestly don't think the players are thinking this as they're playing the game.
You know, if I could jump in here, Austin.
Go ahead, Mr. Henry.
I don't think in the heat of the battle... The thing that Troy Aikman's thinking about, the thing that he thought about, I agree with you, what a tremendous quarterback, was victory for his team.
Exactly.
How to proceed. You know, he sees some guy's butt up in the air.
A friend of mine said, it's kind of a joke, he said, what if he grabs the wrong ball? You know, and he was making a joke. You know what I'm saying, Kerry?
Let's get off this.
But I honestly don't think that it's that big of a deal in the locker room. I've been in the locker room plenty of times. Reporting.
So you have.
I have been in the locker room.
Do you think Do you think that a female reporter should be allowed in the locker room when a man comes walking out of there and the whole nine? You know, some of these boys.
Well, honestly, I've been there and I've been in the situation to have reporters. I mean, football players come out where female reporters are. And, you know, you're professional and you don't even you look the other way.
Well,
and you get your job done. We're just the same as a man reporter. You go in there to get one thing, and that's to get your job done.
So you're not tempted to just maybe get a peek of that guy's
Okay, the lady has already said.
Well, she must take a peek. You don't take a peek.
No, honestly, I'm a 21-year-old girl.
Yeah.
I'm in college. And.
Right.
Yes, when I worked for the station I worked for, my friends would always call and say, will you please? And, you know, if I were to do that, nobody would have any respect for me.
Kerry, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And this hour, talking about Troy Aikman being released by the Dallas Cowboys. Troy Aikman, who was the stellar performer at the quarterback position for this team for many years. Three Super Bowl victories, six divisional titles, a tremendous appearance in the Pro Bowl year after year. All pro. I think you can say he did the job. Austin DeMarco is with us. He's with Don't Mess With Texas, a Dallas Cowboy booster club. And you're saying that the Dallas Cowboys, with or without Troy Aikman, are going to be a great team?
Absolutely, Phil.
I'd like you to concentrate less on this rumor of bisexuality, okay? Because that's exactly what it is.
No, I understand that. But I'm saying, if Mr. Aikman, for whatever reason, chooses to be a bisexual, I think it's better that he move on. Because I don't think that does the Dallas Cowboys or the Dallas Cowboy organization any good.
All right, Kerry, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, Kerry.
I definitely think that we shouldn't even concentrate on the bisexual part either. I'm just saying, most likely, whatever team Troy ends up, you know, signing with, if he even does at all, you know, he probably will not win another Super Bowl in his career. And
right.
If he does, that'll be great.
But it is
time for the Cowboys to move on, and hopefully they'll get somebody who's, you know, young and educated, who can stay with the team for a long time and build up the momentum that.
Kerry, are you currently doing television work now? Okay, and
well,
so you've
just for school.
Just for school, and you've been in the locker room. You've been in the Cowboy locker room after the game.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up on that, Phil, because this is a young lady who wants to pursue a journalism career, and yet you do have male athletes who have a right to privacy. Now, I'm going to tell you, some of these guys come out of the shower. And I don't mean to be crude, but they got enough between their legs to get another first down. And I'm sure Kerry knows what I mean.
I'm a very Christian girl. I'm a normal college girl at the same time, but at the same time, I'm very polite.
Well, do you look at the ceiling when you're talking to them, or where do you look?
How about at their faces?
Right at their faces, just like a reporter.
And you never glance down at your shoe. Look at the shoes I'm wearing. Uh-oh, there's his penis.
That is so... Honestly, I'll tell you something funny.
Uh-huh.
Moose, there was another intern a couple years before me.
Right.
And the Moose, you know, this girl was interviewing him, and she did do exactly what you're saying. And he really got mad, and the station was not allowed to let that intern go back into the locker room ever again.
Now, the Moose is a running back for the Cowboys, right? What's his name? Moose Johnson, the fullback.
Yeah, Johnson.
And you know why they call him Moose, too.
He's got
enough
past.
Between his legs to send out for a beer and stay on the field.
Well, that's not football.
Forget it.
It doesn't matter.
I think the rumors of bisexuality hurt the Dallas Cowboy organization.
There are no rumors. Just forget about it. Kerry,
it hasn't even been talked about in a year or two. So.
What'd your girlfriend say about Moose?
No, it wasn't one of my friends. I'm just saying that she got this another intern got in trouble for looking down. It's not professional. And, you know, I'm in this because I love the game of football I've grown up watching it my whole life with my brother and my father. And I'm in it because I love to be in front of the camera.
I have to say, if Troy Aikman signs with another team, he'll no longer be a Dallas Cowboy. And I believe he'll die and burn in hell. Because of the rumors of bisexuality.
Well, forget that. Kerry,
sad.
All right, Kerry, thank you for your call. Did you hear what she said? She says it's sad.
I think a lot of ways it's sad.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Lewis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I've been a fan of the Cowboys since I was growing up.
God bless you, sir.
And it used to be, you know, when we sit down and watch TV when I was growing up, it was kind of like a ritual on Sunday. You know, the whole family got together and watched the Dallas Cowboys.
Watched the Cowboys play some football and kick some butt.
Saul Beckham then was quarterback.
That's right, in the National Football Conference Eastern Division.
Right.
But now, since Jerry Jones took it over, you know, you talk about Tom Landry. Yeah, and Tex Schramm, they've done a great job, but that's not the organization anymore. I mean, now Dallas Cowboys, they don't have no loyalty. Their players are thugs like the other people in the NFL. Jerry Jones has done nothing but dismantle the team.
Wait a minute, son. You're talking about the Dallas Cowboys. You got to have some loyalty here.
Well, I have loyalty, but you know what loyalty they have? You're talking about all this other stuff when
you got to hang with them through a lot of these things. You know, sometimes you just you just got to say a prayer at night and say, Lord, please help the Cowboys get their stuff together. All this bisexuality, I know it hurts. Hurts me.
I mean,
What do you think of that?
Nothing. They let Jimmy Johnson go. He tried to build the team back up. You know, now it's just that they have no players that sit there. They're just another team trying to sit stuff.
Are you Christian? Are you a Christian?
Buy a team out. He tries to buy, throws money around.
Are you a Christian man, Lewis?
Oh, why, of course. And talk you're talking about is like that's irrelevant to the game of football.
What,
it's
the,
the
bisexuality?
There is no bisexuality. Why do you keep saying that?
I mean, you're so hung up on that. It sounds like when we talk about football is that the Dallas Cowboys are not America's team anymore because people don't care if they play or not. They just there's another team, and they're just another team that shows up on Sunday. They're a mediocre team.
I want you to pray with me.
And I'll tell you what.
As a Christian.
I wouldn't pray with a bigot like you.
I'm not a bigot.
All thing you care about is talking about other things is that
I just want to. I want you, Lewis, as a Christian man and a Dallas Cowboy fan.
I mean, I'm not a fan anymore. They've turned me off. I don't even sit there and hardly watch football because of what is going on.
I think you're intimating that I'm a homo fanatic, and I am not, sir.
What is homo fanatic?
I'm against being a homo. Here's what I would say to you, Lewis. Will you pray with me?
Troy Aikman was a good quarterback.
Yes,
he's going to be a Hall of Fame quarterback, but he had a lot of talent around him. This is stuff. He was not a mobile quarterback. He couldn't make decisions on the field. If the play if the receivers run the routes right, he's a finesse player, and he can pass the ball, but he couldn't make decisions on the field.
And if I'm being homophobic, I want you to tell me. But I believe the Cowboys will rise again, Lewis. And I say, Jesus, please help our Cowboys. And please help Mr. Jerry Jones find a decent signal caller to replace Troy Aikman. Now, I think Dave Campo,
I think God's got more important things than to try to bless the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, sir, will you at least say with me, God bless the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, I think God bless you. God bless all of you.
One, two, three. God bless the – see, you didn't do it.
Come on.
Another NFL team.
Yeah.
The overpriced
One, two, three. God. Come on. You got to help me, Lewis.
No, I mean, it's irrelevant. God's not even involved in the game of football.
Lewis,
it's the man's game.
God damn it, I said this thing. Come on, Lewis. One, two, three.
All right, I'll do it with you, okay? God bless the Dallas Cowboys.
God bless the Dallas Cowboys.
God bless.
I hope he helps you out because
you think I'm homophobic
and
I'm not.
As crazy as they come.
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're a Texan, you give Texans a bad name.
Sir, that hurts. Now, that hurts me. If God's not involved in football, why do they call it the Hail Mary?
Okay, thank you very much, Lewis, for your call. And good luck to you,
Austin.
In the coming 2001 season, and I heard you use the GD phrase. And
no, sir, I did not.
Yes, you did. I heard you say, GD, I want you to...
No, sir, I did not. How dare you?
Yes, you did. I got the last word. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. You know, Craig, I like this new bumper music. Some of it, though, places me a little west. Some of it places me just west of the central line in Hollywood. Some of it puts me into some clubs that, you know, I just heard that last one there. And I don't want the threat of homophobicism to... anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. So Don Olmeyer, I don't know if you know who he is, probably not, I don't know. But he's left Monday Night Football after 22 years, 22 weeks, I'm sorry. He came back after initially being the producer of Monday Night Football. He came back a few years ago. He hired Dennis Miller, and he's gone now from the Monday Night Football scene. He said the 22-week-a-year travel schedule was grueling. And I was curious as to what, I don't know what that meant, other than if you're a man with a family, I guess that can be, that's tough. So maybe that's what he meant. But just getting on an airplane and flying somewhere, I've never been able to figure out why that's grueling. You get on a plane, you have, first of all, if you're a Don Olmeyer, you got a secretary making your reservations for you. You don't have to do it yourself. You don't have to, you know, you can make the plane plenty of time. In fact, there's a studio car or limousine taking you there. You're flying first class. What's grueling about that? And the flights are generally 2 to 3 hours. Sometimes you got to fly across the country. It's a West Coast game from New York. But what is grueling about having a limousine take you from the network headquarters to the first class lounge at American or United, into your first class seat where you immediately get a drink while you're still on the ground on China with cloth napkins? Up in the air you go, and they're giving you another drink before they serve the in-flight meal. Then they give you a DAT. Then you got your computer. Then you're watching your movies. Then you land. Then someone meets you, puts you in another studio car, a limousine, takes you to the hotel where you probably have a suite. You leave the suite. You go to the ball game in another limousine, and you executive produce, which means you sit there with your thumb in your rear end. How grueling is that? You know, I went into these grueling, you know, those grueling large leather seats in first class, man. Wow, that's grueling. The big wide leather seats and the grueling DAT player that they give you so that you can watch whatever the heck flick. Oh, I know what it is. Maybe if you're in business class as opposed to first, you don't get the real good movie. See, let me tell you what grueling is. Grueling is when you are flying coach, you're making your own flight reservations, you're having to leave one job to get to the plane, you're having to hire your own car, you're having to hire your own taxi, you're praying to God that you get there on time, there's nobody getting you through the gate, there's no first-class lounge, you're hoping that your seat isn't going to be taken by somebody else because you're just getting there with a few minutes to spare. That's grueling. This lady, Mike, is she worth talking to here? Is Mr. Marcus still on the line? Austin, I understand you're still talking to my producer.
Yes, I was.
All right. Well, there's a woman here who claims that you said GD.
I did not.
Well, there's a lady here, I believe, in Aurora, Colorado, ma'am. Debbie?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
I sure did hear him say that because I find that very offensive.
I am a Christian. I'm a Christian, and I would never.
I heard it. You said, gee, dee it, so-and-so, like you were trying to get them to go. I just tuned in just before that, and it was, gee, dee it, I want you to blah, 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 and I heard you say it.
Are you Christian?
Yes, I sure am.
Well, ma'am, I believe you're lying.
No, I'm not lying.
That's an offense against the Ten Commandments.
Yes, it sure is. That's why I find it so offensive to hear it on the radio.
What did I say?
I heard you, and I said, don't say.
You didn't hear anything. You know, the problem with you, Mr. Henry, is you're so busy protecting Troy Aikman's butt affections that you...
Okay, that's done. I'm done with him. And you know what, man? I don't want that cat on my show ever again. Protecting Troy Aikman's butt affections. That's what I'm doing here, man? I just don't want your language. Get out of here. Speaking of having an affection for someone else's rear end, Al Michaels, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so yeah, that's pretty grueling there, Mr. Olmeyer. The grueling 20, you know what, whatever. I'm sure those guys, they got bigger fish to fry. Hey, you know what? The guy's got a major gun to his head. It's called Make Monday Night Football Something People Want to Watch Again. And that is, yeah, that's grueling. But the travel ain't grueling. Now, getting to Monday Night Football, if I just may say this, since we were talking about Troy Aikman and Dennis Miller and all of this stuff, and he made a comment here. Olmeyer said, you know, Dennis Miller's getting better. Dennis Miller is not what's wrong with Monday Night Football. Dennis Miller is a funny man and can be very funny. See, one of the problems that I have, among the many problems that I have, is I often find myself in a minority of one with certain opinions. And here is where people just look at me puzzled. Bewildered. This is when people look at me and just don't, they don't recognize me anymore. When I say this, when I say I'm not an Al Michaels fan, they look at me like, what's wrong with you? What are you, a freaking communist? Are you, what are you? I said, I'm not an I like his play-by-play, but I'm going to have to say something here that could shock you into your grave. I don't think Al Michaels is all that witty. As a matter of fact, when Al Michaels does what he does every single game, and that is he plays the game of can I top Dennis Miller, I want to shoot my freaking television, man. I want to put my head. You know the commercial where everybody, they've shoved their head to the TV, the TiVo commercial? That's me. Because I got to say to myself this. They hired Dennis Miller to be funny. He's being funny. Why do you got to top it, Al? In other words, everything he says, Michaels has got to come back with a topper. Just shut up and call a game. But that puts me in a minority of one. Here's the other comment that I make, and people say, Jesus, you must be, you don't get talent, Henry. You don't get what's going on in America. Well, you're probably right. When I say these immortal words, I think Bob Costas is kind of dull, too. And then they really just, how did you ever get a job in the radio, man? How can you be so disconnected from American culture and American thought that you don't know that Bob Costas is just brilliant? He's so witty. And his insights into baseball, well, I got to tell you something. There isn't much more sexier in this world. There isn't much more that is going to really, if I may be so crude as to, spawn a chub to prop the tent, listening to Bob Costas give us his insights into the thrilling game of baseball. So we can talk about the crack of the bat and the smell of the fart and the whatever those guys say when they talk about baseball. And I listen to Bob Costas on basketball. It's all I can do to get through the game. I can turn the sound down when that guy's doing it. I can't stand him with his witty witticisms, and he's just what a wit. And Al Michaels is the same way. I give you, yes, I understand, I remember. Do you believe in miracles? Yes, the whole bit. I was there. I saw the game. 1980 Miracle on Ice. Fantastic. Great play-by-play guy. Good for you. Good football guy. Great. Just do me a favor. When Dennis Miller is in the booth and he's doing the funny stuff and Dan Fouts does the very insightful stuff having to do with what's actually going on in the field, just don't try to top Miller with your boring observations. Just call the game. Do the play-by-play. Now, that's my feeling. I realize that, as I said, I'm in a minority of one. Everybody else loves you, man. Good for you. You're the man. I just thought I wanted to say that because with Don Ohlmeyer probably can't stand you. As a matter of fact, you want to know what made the travel trip so grueling? Sit next to you. Why am I hostile about it? I don't know. It's just that I'd like to see Dennis Miller succeed. I'd like to see the guy get a running start. I'd like to see the guy get a shot. And as long as he's playing with Al Michaels with the can you top this, it ain't going to happen. What do you mean you rented Butt Affection starring Troy Aikman and directed by Austin Amarca? What's that supposed to mean? You are seriously, seriously depraved. All right, so anyway, football, huh? Hey, have you guys been to the XFL games? I hear they're really great. I haven't been to one lately. In fact, I've never been to one, me and everybody else. But there's about 15 people who could tell you all about it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.